Yay!
Woo!
Is, I don't know what episode number we're on. I keep fucking this up.
20.
By the time you'll hear this, it'll probably be Martin Luther King Day one.
Ha.
By the time it takes me to fucking chop it up. But yeah, no, Happy New Year to be. It just happens after Christmas. I'm Kevin Goatee, of course, with my lovely co-host, Monica Vita, everyone.
Hello.
Joined today by fellow gambling impresario, Billy Procida.
Hey there.
And, of course, newcomer to our little family here as well is Kate. Yeah, that's right. Kaitlyn Bailey. I was going to play Kevin. Kaitlyn, yay. Kaitlyn
Bailey, sorry.
God damn it.
So, so welcoming.
And my cuss name is Kaitlyn, too. I don't know how the hell I fucked that up.
I forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can we swear on this?
You can do what you want.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you keep your, you know, junk in your pants.
The name of the podcast is Safe Word.
Speaking of, what is the safe word today, Monica?
Oh, somebody told me a good one. They asked me last night. They shared with me their safe word is Walter Cronkite. I was like, that's a boner killer for everybody.
If nothing elicits a boner faster than me, it's hearing anything involved with Walter.
Too many syllables.
Well,
if it's a real emergency.
I guess, well, so there's that argument, right? Yeah. With safe words is like you want to be able to say it quickly should you need it or not have it just slip out.
Right.
But I feel like it would be worse to not be able to say it and have something hurt you than to accidentally have the action stop.
Do you think the Dom maybe made it, like, more complicated so it would be harder to, like, have her stop?
How
maybe.
Can you say it? How can one...
I didn't hear the whole thing. You gotta do the whole word.
How can someone say Walter Cronkite with a ball gag in their mouth and be taken seriously?
Fair.
I thought Chattanooga was always a good one. I was impartial.
That's a good one.
That was in Jackass, actually, if I remember that one.
Oh.
So Preston, the fat guy, got beat up by Dominatrix, and he had to say Chattanooga as he wanted to quit. So today's safe word is Walter Cronkite. So this, every time you watch when JFK got assassinated, you see Walter Cronkite come on the news now, that's going to give me a whole brand new name.
You're welcome.
I'm actually going to Dallas next month for work, so it really is going to hit home for me. Yay. So what are we going to discuss today? Oh, a lot of shit. Well, so like we said, New Year's Eve is going to happen shortly here. I'm pretty sure you'll hear this afterward. Are you kids looking forward to celebrating New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I am. I'm doing the Naked Show. I'm very excited about it.
Well, tell us about the Naked Show.
It's our third, it was my third time doing it. I produced the Naked Show here in town at the Creek in the Cave, which is in Long Island City. It's a midnight show, so we're going to start the show with the midnight countdown, and then everyone's going to get naked. All the performers, and then anyone from the audience that wants to participate, absolutely, is welcome to take their clothes off as well, to their comfort level. Mm-hmm. And then it's a regular stand-up show, except that everyone performing is completely naked.
That's
so you
terrifying.
Co-produce the show.
I produce it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I co-produce it with Rebecca.
Okay.
Yeah, who owns it. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's nice.
Have you seen... I haven't been to the Naked Show yet at the Creek. Have you seen someone you're like, I don't care how funny they are, I'm never going to ask this person back because of what I'm seeing on stage right now is quite scary.
Here's the thing. The show, it's difficult for me to explain this to people that haven't been there and no one believes me until they've been to the show.
Right.
It's not sexual. It's a show about vulnerability. So, like, the fact that somebody is standing there naked with whatever body they have, it's not a, like, oh, I want to look at that person and jerk off to them, or I don't want to look at that person. It becomes not a thing. It's like, I'm standing naked before you in, like, whatever body people have. You son
wow.
of a bitch.
You
fucking, you fucking bitched and you moaned, and you gave us all kinds of hell about putting our stupid phones on vibrate, you hypocritical son of a bitch.
I'll do a shot.
Fuck.
Oh, I don't think that's really a punishment for
I know. All right. We were just talking about vulnerability and your phone goes.
Yeah,
off.
You just abused that. I don't know. I used to do the show like someone else did, like years ago.
In Boston?
I did a couple times in Boston. I used to do it when he did it in New York.
Yeah, Andy O'Fife.
Andy O'Fife, yeah.
He's hosting our New Year's show.
Right,
yeah, that's
I
yeah.
want to come.
You should totally come. Buy your tickets in
stuff.
Advance because we're doing something different
when
this time
are
around.
Are they on sale?
They are on sale right now. Brown paper tickets. Yeah, the link is on our Facebook page or you can go to the Creek in the Caves website. But we are only selling 60 tickets and I'm having a hard cutoff because the last time...
Hard.
We sold 141 tickets for a space that seats 80 last time, and it was just too physically uncomfortable. So please,
it was nuts to butt.
That's called an orgy.
Not okay. So this time we're selling. We got 60 pre-sales. Please buy your tickets in advance. If I would hate to ruin your New Year's if you show up and you want to buy a ticket and we're sold out. Uh-uh.
That would be shitty if you show up. Like, I just want to show my dick on New Year's Eve and just hang out and I can't get in the goddamn building because I did not buy a ticket.
Buy your tickets in advance.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Not, right. Who's on the lineup?
A couple of really, really exciting people. We've got Andy O'Fyshe is hosting it. Dan Martin is also coming from Boston. He's a regular on the show there. Julie Katakis is on this one.
Oh, Clark Jones.
Clark
really?
No
work sweater for Julie?
No work sweater. I think we're both going full bush, though. I think that's something that we've been talking about.
I've been growing it out. I had it requested.
Yeah? Nice. You gotta mix it up.
Some people like the fact that I'm blonde, and they like to see that.
They want to see Ric Flair in a leg lock. Is that what I'm going to see?
Shut up. I have...
The Nature Boy. It's woo! It's nice. Are we at 70s Pam Grier Bush? Or are we at like a 90s?
I'm not an animal.
Oh my lord.
No, that's where I'm at. I'm full 1970s. I feel like... Yeah.
Puffy panties. We've talked about that.
Oh yeah. It's a whole thing.
Do we need to hire a Mexican landscaper to come by next time if we want to find our way to the promised land?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's pretty intense. I mean, this is my fourth time doing it. I'm trying to do a different hairstyle every time. So I've done...
Okay. Yeah. I respect that.
That is interesting. I mean, when does cornrows make an appearance?
Yeah, that was going to be like number 9. That's expensive. Yeah. But I'll do it.
Time
and I have a tattoo in the area, so this kind of obscures.
What's the tattoo of?
Cherry blossoms.
So the proper thing to say. Oh, you'll have to come to the Naked Comedy Show to find out.
But you can't see it this time because of all the. The Naked Comedy Show sells itself.
It's a cherry orchard right now.
And when you're listening, it fucking sells itself.
Right. We're not having a.
The problem is not that they're not
attendance is not our issue.
So we're going bush, ladies.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's that time of season. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you got to keep warm. It's not been that cold, so you really don't need to necessarily keep warm.
Yeah, but you're not in items of clothing where it's disturbing.
My feelings on bush is I really prefer either totally natural or waxed. I feel like in between, like, the prickliness of it upsets me. I like the softness of, like, natural all the way out bush. True. Or like the smoothness of waxed.
No. Yeah. Really?
No, I had a woman wax the back of my knee once accidentally and bruise it. So there's no way I'm not. Yeah.
You have a hairy back of the knee.
No, I don't. I don't know why. Yeah, I think she just was like, it was like right at the cutoff line. So she must have gotten some wax there and just not held it taut. And I had, like, this huge bruise. So that did it for me. I was like, no wax near my... No.
Billy, are you going full bush this year?
I'm not a fan of... I don't even like being that hairy. I don't like looking down. Even if I haven't had sex in a month, I don't want to look and see all that. It's not aesthetically pleasing to me. I always like to give a trim.
That always upsets me. When I went to bed with a dude who had dreadlocks... And also a shaved groin region, and that like it upset me. I was like, I can't. If you have dreadlocks, you've got to be all natural. I prefer my men hairier. Yeah, yeah. I like them hairy.
Yeah, but I also want I don't want to also like lose an inch from like too much hair. You know, like there's also
that
like,
does help.
I just have aesthetics. Like the theme song to Frozen, except Let It Grow in my head right now. Is that wrong?
I smell a bad radio's morning show parody song. Oh, that's funny.
I never do like a clean shave. Like it's rare I do that anymore. But I like the if I know I'm going to be presenting it in the near vicinity, I will give it a nice little trim. Mm-hmm. You shave the balls, the asshole, and everything. Get everything nice and presentable.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm 100% on board. Yeah. My shit has not. My shit is. Oh, it's gone. Everything's gone.
You got to be very careful. Careful.
But it itches when it grows back.
No, never. I never have.
Oh, you're in the hole. Shave. Yeah.
Yeah. I never get like a 5 o'clock shadow and it doesn't itch. But it's like a surgical procedure every time I do it. It's very careful.
You ever cut your butt?
One time. Yeah. And that's why it's a surgical procedure now.
I'm like, fuck. That is the last time I rush with
my area looks like it just went through chemotherapy. Like, I hate hair. My buddy goes, you should shave it. Back in 1997, I was like, all right, fine. Fuck it. Shaved it. Done. I have not looked back since.
Ugh.
I have not looked back since.
I don't know. It also feels, again, if I'm watching myself, I don't want to feel hair back. Like, right. I'm feeling hair if I'm, like, washing myself. I'm like, ugh, this is not even anything sexual about it. It's more just, like, for myself.
Where do you stop? Do you have, like, the downiness on, like, your actual ass cheeks? What about, like,
I don't have a hairy ass cheek.
All the way to thigh? Or, like, what about the belly button thing?
Oh,
like,
I shave my chest. Yeah, everything.
The
here.
Whole thing.
Up here.
Like, keep it clean.
Lay.
Hairy.
Down here. No, they're coming. They're staying on. Down here, all hair. Arms, armpits, everything, hair.
Sure.
Back.
I think men should shave their armpits.
No, yeah. That's fucking gay.
Trim.
No, whoa. It's not trim. Socks. Or trim.
Shaving your
armpits. Walter Cronkite.
No, because listen to me. Sometimes, like you're you know, and it just, it does.
Stop it.
Unattractive.
Stop it.
At least trim.
I trim. Sometimes
have,
trim.
Like, fucking, like,
trim is, no, I do. I trim.
Oh, yeah, but no one told me I was supposed to trim. My father never said, like, hey, by the way, like, one day you're supposed to, like, trim. And I remember I was in college, I, like, put my arms down.
I can think of things your father told you.
Right. I did that to my dad. I did the same to my dad. I'm like, we're in the pool at my parents' house. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Dad, it looks like you have Rick James in a fucking headlock. He goes, holy shit, you're right. Starts snipping it up, and now he trims. There you go. Yeah, trim the armpit hair, absolutely.
Hygiene's good when you're fucking. I'm gonna stand my ground on
well,
that.
Way to go out on a fucking limb, Vita.
I know. I'm a contrarian.
We have the Bush side, and we have the...
I go back and forth.
The
Al Gore side. I mix it up, you know? That's, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. We're not
please.
Getting kicked out of bed.
Yeah, no one is kicking. No one has kicked me out of bed because
oh,
of
right,
my,
yeah.
Yeah. On my bush.
I've never kicked anyone out over the bush. It's just, you know, let them do their thing.
I've had a couple of guys go like, oh my god, it's like high school. I was like, yeah.
As long as it's manageable.
I feel like at this point, it's almost, it's almost like neat. You know, you're like,
well, that's
oh,
weird.
Shit.
It's like a vintage t-shirt. Like, oh,
yeah.
VHS tapes, those are so cute.
You're like, prove it. Ew, I can't wait to figure this out.
That's like the original Star Wars trilogy on VHS. So cool. No.
I haven't seen one of these since,
laser discs.
Because I am pretty committed to waxing. Like, when I'm waxing regularly. I feel like it's nice to give my skin a legitimate, like, 3 or 4 month break, you know, for the year. And then the rest of it, I take
it
off.
That's very expensive to wax.
Seasonal, right.
I like that.
Seasonal pussy.
That's a great, great term for like an all-female rock band.
Yeah.
Seasonal pussy.
Right?
Yeah.
Live at the
That's like L7. Kind of like that. The whole kind of scream vibe.
It's totally like that.
It's a 90s grunge reference, guys. All right. Well, like I said, New Year's is around the corner. Do you have any... We went from New Year's for a hot second to pussy hair.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the New Year's.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. New Year's Eve, I feel, is the amateur hour of all days. And St. Patrick's Day. It's just like...
It's a shit show.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no one gives it. It's like house parties and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
For an adult. Like, I'm just... This year, because she's, you know, Prego, we're not doing... What I used to do is just go to a family's or friend's house and get shit-faced. But anything special? Any kind of crazy New Year's Eve stories?
Last year's New Year's Eve was pretty awesome. I went to a naked party.
Interesting.
A lot of nudity. Okay.
No comedy.
A lot of like amateur nudists in this room. It's not an orgy. It is very specifically not built as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's this semi.
Does it turn into that? It's just not billed as that.
It's sometimes things happen at the end, but
it slipped.
I went one time. There's this Reddit naked party that goes on in New York. It goes on like every few months, and my New Year's Eve plans fell through, and I found it on there. I was like, hey, like, I hit up a girl who I was sleeping with at the time who lived in Philly. I was like, this is a naked party. He said we could come if we do, like, our like a Skype interview. Like, you want to come? He's like, yeah, sure.
Skype interview.
A Reddit naked party?
Yeah.
I feel like the trolls of Reddit. Like, I don't know.
There was attractive people there, but, like, at the same time, you were like, this is kind of like... Like, the guy whose place it was, he had, like, a standing, like, arcade game.
Ooh.
I think it was... What's
Pac-Man?
The one?
Double Dragon.
What's the one with the ball and the thing?
Asteroid?
No. Centipede?
The ball thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
you know,
Arkanoid.
Pinball.
Brick Breaker.
Oh,
yeah, the
he had a standing brick breaker game.
Really?
And
that's the one you would get?
No, it's Arkanoid. I know that.
Oh.
Right. So as we're all like naked and playing
mine.
Like house games, this guy would like make like he would insist, no, you gotta play the brick breaker, and then he would make sure he'd go and record your score, and he had the spreadsheet of like like 1,000 people in all of their scores.
Of course, that's a Reddit person. Of course.
Yeah, thus yes. Reddit naked party. Like,
video games are great, but I'm here for fucking guys, so.
Right.
We again,
I don't really like pussy as much as I like
I mean, God knows I love video games, but when there's naked chicks, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah! Yeah! By the way, Caitlin's masturbating, so. As if she were a dude. I know you can't.
She is spread eagle. She is spread eagle, everyone. I think you're going to see when you're playing Brick Breaker, the arcade game, the Arkanoid, like the guy would come behind you while you're naked and try and jam a dildo in your ass. It's something crazy.
Yeah, but like it wasn't a sex... That's the thing. It wasn't a sexual...
Billy's like, what's your point?
It wasn't kinda a sex like party. Show. Yeah. Well, now there's like there were sexual elements. Like, so we were playing like naked Jenga for like way... Again, Reddit naked party. We accidentally played it for like 5 hours before everyone fucked Jenga, each other. Wow. Like, oops. And so, but like the things would be like get like a 12-handed massage or like kiss someone that, or make two people make out, stuff like that. But just while we were all naked, so it was kind of like cool. There was like spanking, like someone brought like a paddle, and so like some of the bricks said that like you had to like get spanked by everyone, or you got to spank everyone. Like it was cool, it was fun, but it wasn't like hey we're all gonna go fuck each other. Like
hey,
was,
what'd your guest think?
I guess
it worth the trip from Philly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
was it worth gas and tolls?
Well, yeah, because then, like, we went back to, like, where I was living at the time and, like, fucked, like, bunnies, like, when we got home, you know? So, it was fun for us.
Yeah, it's nice to have that, like, sexual vibe.
Without having the, like, do it.
That's, like, foreplay. Yeah. Hours and hours of foreplay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can dig that.
Honey, want to come over and play GoldenEye naked?
No. Is but GoldenEye...
Believe it, I've done that before. I doubt that. So, New Year's, I mean, New Year's Eve parties are kind of like, that's when the nonsense happens, I think, not when you go out for New Year's. It's just too much of a shit show.
I can't go out.
I haven't gone out forever.
Such shit show. I went out right after, like, my ex and I split, of course. I was in, like, you know, I'm going out.
Full whore mode.
No, you know, no, actually, it wasn't even about that. It was just like, you know, I'm in a party, I'm in New York, whatever, and it was just such a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
We were really fortunate, we found kind of like a corner of the bar, and then we all were dancing within our own space and stuff, but, you know, it's one of those things, it's incredibly expensive. You know, they tell you, like, you're paying for drinks, which are watered down, you can't get to the bar because the, place is packed.
It's packed, yeah.
The food that they have out, you're just like, I'm not touching that. Like, I don't know how many fingers and dicks have been in this. Like,
was it a naked party?
No.
Oh.
But, you know, that doesn't necessarily stop people. Yeah, it just, I can't anymore. And then it's weird because people just, I don't know, they turn into such assholes. Like, they don't know how to be cool. Like, they got a hall pass and now all of a sudden they're just assholes. Like, they can't handle themselves. I'm like, dude, chill out. Mm-hmm. Like, chill the fuck out. Like, especially the girls, I feel. Guys fight, too, but the girls, like, some of them, they're just like, I'm hot, and so I'm gonna be a bitch. And I'm like, well, I don't want to fuck you, so don't pull that bullshit with me.
I feel like there's definitely an attitude of, like, I got dressed up, and I have a lot of expectations about what this special night is gonna be, so if you ruin my special night... Then
meanwhile, they're ruining problems. It for themselves. But anyway,
right, exactly.
I stay home. It's safer for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
She comes
self-contained.
Kind of game.
I will. Yeah.
So that sounds like New Year's Eve is done and over with for everyone, except naked parties.
Yeah.
Telling jokes. Fair enough. On another topic, FurryCon was in the news. Have you? That's a very, very guilty laugh. Have you attended a FurryCon party, Caitlin?
I have not attended, but I'm a huge Dan Savage fan, so I know what furries are. And there you go. That's it.
If you don't, go Google it, but like not at work.
Well, I think it's hilarious because I guess there was something this year, so it ended up in the news, and I'm a fan of, like, Morning Joe, and I guess Mika on there just, like, freaked out because she didn't know what furries were, but they covered it because it ended up in the news because I think this year, like, FurryCon had, like, something.
Should we explain what a furry is?
We probably should, Billy.
Or what goes with do they know?
A furry is somebody who dresses up as and sort of like role playing, but as an animal,
like a mascot, like those kind of big costumes,
big fluffy.
For the most part,
like, you know, so people go as chipmunks or bunnies or dogs or cats or whatever it is, but they're in the animal costume, and there's a lot of, you know, inter animal sex.
Yeah,
so That's it.
Because if you can't nature,
what would the Baptist Church say about that?
They're still working on the gays thing.
Yeah. If you weren't using birth control, probably not much.
I can only imagine the type of people that attend these sort of things. It's just...
But you would be... That's such a judgy statement. Well,
it is.
Well,
yeah.
Of course it is. I think when you don't go, you're kind of like, what the... But, like, I have to tell you, I ended up accidentally being at a latex party, and I swear to you... It's a great story, but anyhow, the point being that, like, it's a really interesting thing, because, you know... We were there to see a band who, ironically, they didn't know that they were being invited to a latex party. And long story short, the guy, it was his birthday, he loved the band, so he invited them. FYI, he also happens to run a latex party every month in New York City. Just didn't tell them that that's, like, the event that he was inviting them to. He was just like, oh, it's my birthday party. But anyhow, so we showed up for the band, and it's like a Smiths tribute band, so all of a sudden, like, we walk in expecting kind of people that would look like that, and it's just, you know, latex. It was fine. But the thing is like, while we were waiting, we started talking to some of these people, and, you know, when you get to know them, it's like, oh, I'm, you know, a carpenter up in Connecticut, and I don't know, I just really like the feel, and I like the vibe, I like the people I meet. It's a community, it's a family. Like, they made cupcakes, like... It's a little bit of a mindfuck to, like, see a guy who's, like, you know, got a belly walking around in full body white latex and he looks like sperm, basically, you know, coming over and being like, hey, I made these cupcakes. Would you like one? And I'm like,
I mean, it's a subculture like any other. I think, you know, like, along with anything else, it'd be difficult to characterize... You know, oh, the kind of person that gets into comedy.
Yeah.
What kind of weird person wants to stand up in front of a microphone and say dirty words in front of strangers for no money? Weirdos. Like, I mean, it's easy to judge from the outside of anything, but I think whatever turns you on, turns you on. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're in this sort of golden age of, like, accepting about ourselves
and
each other.
It. That's the other thing, is we know about it. Like, we pretend like these things didn't exist. They probably did to some extent. It's just now...
Every generation thinks that we are... invented kink, and it's not true.
And I don't know, everyone who says something like, that's whatever, or they do the judgy statements, I just want to say, like, I want to know what the, like, interesting thing you're in, or, like, what's in your porn history, and then, like, let's say, like, well, what kind of person would be into that?
I'm
like,
that's Brazilians, where I come from.
Like, I'm not into latex.
No, stop it.
Any fucking...
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Any person...
Mill play? Big fan?
Any person who meticulously takes a razor to their ass every 2 days, it's not like you don't have mental problems.
Right? It's, no, it's
because... judgment-free zone.
No, it's dingleberry problems.
Listen, it's like... Listen, if it's like, I don't know, I'm not, like, into latex stuff, I'm not into kink, I'm not a furry, but, like, I also don't want someone, like, I feel like I kind of have to step up for other subs just because, like, I don't want someone to look at my thing and then be like that. So, like, I kind of want to promote everyone accepting everyone, so that way no one's going to, like, think,
you're adorable.
When we figure out my thing.
See, that's why I love youth. They believe in utopia. Yeah.
Okay,
the world's in your hands. What is your thing? You just mentioned, you said, what is your thing?
I mean, I don't have, like, that much of a thing. I get kind of submissive, but I'm not, like, a sub in, like, the dom sub type of way. I just kind of like to almost, like, I don't know, regress a little bit and kind of, like, just follow,
mommy,
like, a woman's...
Mommy, tell me what to do.
Or a woman's...
So you're into consent culture. Or woman takes charge?
I do like a woman in charge. Yeah. I do like to follow. I do like to please. Even if, like, pleasing her is taking charge. But I get off, like, her getting off.
But you're not... So
I like being put... I like getting put to use.
But do
whatever
you need
that
her
is.
To tell you? So, like, for example, you know, you say you like to please. Like, it's one thing... not one thing, but, you know, like, just there are guys who like to please women, but they want to do it their way. They want to do whatever, but they get off on saying, like, okay, that pleased her. Or are you more, do you kind of get off on being told how to please the person? Is there an element of, like, kind of being told how to do it?
The latter is definitely, like, a turn on, but it's not something I need. Like, I can kind of, I'm getting told through... body cues or the way she might be breathing or moving.
No, but I'm saying, like, for you, is there, like, an extra turn on to her being like, but even
if she's not saying verbally do this, if I'm
she's
reading,
just taking
if
your
I'm,
head and shoving it down between her legs,
that's pretty fucking hot. Yeah. That's, like, super hot. Oh,
Yeah. You're such a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. Am I a fucking weirdo?
So weird. You want a woman to orgasm? How weird.
Yeah, I think it's weird when dudes like obsess about putting Walter me in their ass.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
No, it's just like a lot of the type of guys like I'll hear like kind of talk shit about certain like whatever subcultures or whatever. Mm-hmm. These are the same types of dudes who talk, like, obsessively about, like, anal sex. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's weird that you're just like, yeah, I just gotta put it in her butt. And I'm like, why? Like, one guy I heard, like, one comic, I'm at a club, and one comic, like, we're just all chatting. And he's talking, like, yeah, I mean, when you're fucking her from behind, sometimes you just gotta take a thumb and, like, put it in her butt. I'm like, what are you getting from that? There's no G-spot on your thumb. Like,
I walked out of a threesome.
It's the taboo.
I walked out of a threesome for somebody. So what happened? All
right, Mike over here.
I was hooking up with this couple that I know, and now I know them better. So we're hanging out, and I was blowing this guy, and the chick was fingering me behind me, which was delightful. Right. Until she like stuck a finger in my butt. And so I had to take this guy's dick out of my mouth and be like, boundaries. Like, we hadn't fucking talked about that yet.
Walter Cronkite.
Right, I mean, like, I have a lot of butt anxiety. I'm very open-minded, but I've shit on a lot of dicks in my lifetime. And so it's just nothing but bad, humiliating memories. Right. So I got up and I was like, look, you know, I go to the bathroom, everything's probably fine, but like, it's fine probably, but I have to go check because if I don't check, I'm not going to be able to relax enough to come. So I'm on my way out the door and I hear this dude say to his chick, Justine, you gotta stop rushing it with the butt stuff. Recurring problem in their relationship.
I'm sorry, you gotta excuse my wife. Just like jamming fingers in asses. It's just like
Justine, you can't goofy like that. Justine, you can't run to second base first. You have to run to first base and then second
base.
Since when was anal second base?
I mean,
have we sped up in this culture where now like rim jobs are third?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It's gonna get to a point where just regular penis and vagina sex is gonna be first base because like that's kind of where we're going.
Sex parties. I just got into sex parties. Yeah, I got invited to this like, you know, highfalutin thing at the Waldorf Astoria, and it was really cool. It was sort of like what you were saying about the naked party, and that like the first 4 hours where everyone like it was just a regular party. Everyone was fully clothed. We're just talking, getting to know each other. And for me, I was like looking around. I'm like, yeah, this is a team I want to be on. Like, these are smart, articulate, attractive people that have their shit together. I don't feel like I'm stepping into a subculture. It's like where I'm going to wake up one day and be covered in bed bugs in rural Alabama with a herd of meth addicted dogs that hate me or like whatever.
You definitely thought about that statement. Yeah, before. That came out way too easily.
Yeah, it's my
fear.
It's my big fear. It's a real fear.
Bed bugs in Alabama.
I'm lost.
So yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
it was like the most gentle, conscientious, like hyper consent gangbang.
Why don't you rewind? I'm sorry, go ahead, Billy.
Sure.
Well, off of that, which I was gonna say is like I don't know, there was this great piece. I think it might have been in the Atlantic months ago, but just like the world can really just like there's all this like issues with like campus rape and consent and catcall, all that stuff. Like if people could just like come to a sex party and just observe, that's the most consent heavy fucking place. Now I'm not talking about like a sex club, like a La Trapeze or something. Yeah, that might be a little bit different, but these like parties where it's almost like a community. Like,
you have to be invited. Everyone knows everybody.
The one I started going to is kind of like that. It's like a vibe and it's just, it's super like this one party I go to. You have to ask for everything, including, like, if you're talking to someone, like, new. Mm-hmm. If I want to say, before I did, like, that, I would have to say, like, do you mind? Before I, like, do that, you know? Right. And, like, it may seem silly to some people, but, like, that's just the best way to communicate and make sure, like, you're not going to do something that someone doesn't enjoy and then fuck up someone's sexy good time. And so the world could just, like, learn so much from, like, kind of, like, I don't want to say the kinky world, but just like the world of sex parties and kink,
the interesting thing is it's incredibly consensual, and I think when people are in their judging phase because they haven't been, they don't know, they feel like it. Interestingly enough, sex parties are not about sex. Sex parties are about a free, good time, you know. It's about intimacy or not, or just, you know, it's about sensuality more than just about like I want to fuck a bunch of different people.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And I don't think people understand that. And it's really easy, obviously, to be like, it's a bunch of, like, sluts and whores and, you know,
Caligula's
whatever.
Palace. Yeah. Yeah. I went to a sex club years, goddamn, a while ago. And that's exactly what I thought it was going to be. I'm like, here we go. You ready, penis? All right. This is what we talked about.
You can do it.
And I walked in. Exactly.
Kept talking, everything.
And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, boy.
It's different when you get in there. It seems hot in the porns, but then it's like, oh, wait, there are people kind of seeing me. Fuck, this is weird.
And then when you get there, like, there are a lot of people who looks like they just came over from the Port Authority bus station here.
Yeah, it might be, but that's them. And you know what? There's at least 7 people in this city who want to fuck that person really badly. And then we were having a conversation on the way over here, this fucking shitty, you know, like one of those open mic face, like nameless people, like you see his face, but you couldn't ever say something funny he's ever said. He's just kind of a D-bag. We got this, he's asking me about the sex parties, and then he's like, oh, there are hot chicks there. I'm like, well, like, I think there are, but like, what do you mean by hot? He's like, well, you, come on, like, conventionally, like, classically. And I, you know, I said what you said. I literally said, well, you know, classical beauty used to be Rubenesque, which is not what I think you mean. Monica, you're not even close. Not even remotely close. Go to Art Chubby, you might kind of understand. How many Reddit references can I make in 1 hour? So he's, and I'm just like, dude, just tell me. He's like, come on, you know what I mean. He's starting to get angry that I won't accept his word conventional. He's like, I just want to be concise. He's like, okay, how about like fat black women over 40? That's concise and something some people think is hot. And it's like, everyone's like, well, the hot chicks at the party. It's like, well, I find a lot of people there attractive at the party. I don't know if you would. You'd have to tell me what you think is attractive. And what's really cool, like, for example, I don't know your party, but what I've seen about these parties is just, like, the one I go to, there's, like, everyone there. You've got everyone of every size, race, sexual orientation, gender modifier, and just, like, kink is there, just hanging out. And
but it's also, but that's the thing, is it goes beyond that. Like, that's the thing that people don't understand when you really get down to what human sexuality is. If we only fucked hot people, our species would have died out a long time ago, first of all. Also, hot, as we mentioned, in different eras was different things.
Subjective.
Mm-hmm. So there, we as humans are fortunate that we actually get to, like, you know, get a sense of, I mean, even pheromones, which is very basic. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be attracted to somebody, not even realize it, just purely based on, like, chemical stuff. Also, like, I do a joke where I'm like, you know, the sexiest thing a woman can, like, have is willingness. Like, it's not about the heels or the dress or whatever. Right. Yeah. And I think people really miss that. Like, they really think that a sex party is about being hot or looking hot or whatever. And, you know, I know just from my dating history, I mean, there are men who are good in bed who, you know, wouldn't necessarily be, like, hot. But that, you know, so anyhow, but yeah, it's really interesting. It's much more positive. Well, you call it sex positive.
Right. Yes. It is about being hot. It's about being like feeling like your own sexy. Like, yeah, like it's about going there and feeling hot, whatever that is. Like, it took me probably until the last one, and it was funny because it's the first one. The one I go to has like a theme every time, and I normally don't dress to it. This time it was triple Xmas, so I was like, I can handle this. Like, I can get like, you know, shorts and be shirtless and like a Santa hat with cute socks. But, like, that was the first time I went, and, like, I felt sexy. And that's what it's about. But, like, well, I mean, like, for me, like, I mean, that's really important. I get really kind of passionate on the topic just because, like, I don't know, I wasn't always considered, like, good-looking or sexy or someone who is, like, desirable. And now I've grown into that. And so I can go to a party and feel hot. And that's what it's about. I've seen a 250-pound big white girl who, like, I don't find attractive, and I'm sure this asshole dude from the mic wouldn't, but, like, she, man, that girl felt sexy, and let me tell you, she was getting it.
Yeah.
All night.
I think part of the problem is that when you put a bunch of, like, 19-year-old kids at a frat party who are all suffering the delusion that they're normal, and that what they want is what everyone wants, you can have, there's a lot of room for broken boundaries or miscommunication. When you put yourself in a subculture, when you put yourself in a group of people where we've all said, like, look, we all know that this is a little weird, there's a little bit more room for, like, what are you into? Or, like, what are your boundaries? Yeah, yeah. Or, like, what turns you on? Yep. And it's a
great point.
Yeah, it's a great place to openly communicate because you've already taken yourself out of this myth that we all hold on to, that there's such a thing as normal. And I think that's a pretty freeing, it's a pretty cool thing.